Vibigly presents.
My name is Ida Schuster. I live in Scotland. I'm a retired actress. Oh, by the way, I've just reached the tender age of 101. This is my podcast, Old School, brought to you by The Big Light. In this final episode of my podcast, I'm going to reflect on my 101 years of experience. When someone says, "Tell me about your life," when I look out my window, I see spring, summer, autumn, winter. You know, you could go on each decade. I mean, I remember thinking my mother was terribly old-fashioned when she was so excited about television, you know. And now I'm like that with the 21st century, all the computers. What does so-and-so mean? They look up 1, 2, 3, and I can't do it with my eyes because I can't read the message. I was a great granny and all that, but I'm a great granny now. I think I'm bolder in my mind than I can be in real life. Could that be possible? I think so. I can conclude thoughts that perhaps kept me pondering for a long time. When you're at my age, you go a bit further with courage. I could only talk about the different times, and they were very different before the war, during the war, after the war, because people don't talk about that kind of pain. So you say, talk about your life. I'm an old lady, I'm 101. Part of me is the old lady, and it's a lot of memories, and I'm very glad that you're interested at all. I still belong to the 20th century, and what you've said is, here, take my hand. This is us from the 21st century. Hello. And that's what I'm saying, hello. And thank you for giving me a wee hand into the 21st. I'll tell you, this wonderful mother of ours, when we used to get our summer holidays, there was four younger ones, I was the youngest, and she'd get a house in East Kilbride, and we were packed off for 3 months with one of the older sisters watching us. So we were partly country as well, you know, bikes and raiding gardens and all that kind of thing. I always kept fit, you know. I used to go to keep fit, I played golf, swam. At 15, now, I was quite keen on swimming. We had champion swimmers in our school at the time. I used to go with them, and I was developing that way. So I cut sugar in my tea. I did watch my diet. And I had a friend who ran, her father ran a physical school. And we used to go up there, and the boys played golf, so I took up golf. I went horse riding, always very athletic, and watched my diet, cut sugar. My mother took a heart attack. We cut salt. Alan, when he came out of Japan, couldn't eat fatty foods. We've all gone back to cooking again, haven't we? All these cooking programs on the radio and the telly. There's a big change now. Women's place. Well, my mother really, with all that, wasn't so much a woman that wanted to stay at home. They had a little business which she helped with. It's amazing. And she was a very bonny woman, small but very bonny. You can't tell people how to live, you know. It was just me. I'm small, and I used to be kind of put on weight if I wasn't careful. So I think that's when I watched my diet, because I put on weight if I didn't, and I did exercise. Because of being small and plump, any time I reached the 8 stone, so I've always been physical culture. For its own sake, just to, if I put on weight, it was down to watch the diet. And now I see people with the most enormous behinds. I think, what's the matter with them? You know, I sort of think, don't they read the paper? Don't they want to keep themselves fit? You know, but there you are. I'm on the campaign. Watch your diet. Keep fit.